The Fetish Show brings you the latest in alternative photography, modeling, art, and fetish lifestyle. Your host is renowned fetish photographer and BDSM mentor, Dirk Hooper. He is joined by professional dominatrix, Princess Zoe. And now, here's Dirk.
Welcome to The Fetish Show. My name is Dirk Hooper, and I am joined, as always, by the amorous Princess Zoe. How you doing, Zoe?
I'm doing amorous, apparently. How
yes,
are
you?
Are. What is amorous exactly?
Amorous means that you like to you like love.
I do like love.
Right?
Yes. That describes
and sex.
Me. Yes.
Sex
oh,
and
that's
love.
Me. That's me. I'm amorous.
And since this is our Valentine's Day episode, I figured that was appropriate.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm amorous.
So happy Valentine's Day. This is recorded like, I don't know, 4 or 5 months before Valentine's Day.
But, oh, it's not.
But for people listening to it, it's very relevant.
Okay.
So? A lot of crazy things that are happening. But first, let's hear what's coming up on today's episode, Princess Zoe.
All right. Well, today we're doing our new Will a Fetish segment. And we'll be landing on a topic, and we'll be picking a topic and talking about that during that time. And we're going to have a conversation with two lifestylers about open and honest communication between partners.
That's going to be good stuff.
Yes. And they're pretty cool people, too. And a list of kinky presents for Valentine's Day.
Right. Good.
And we have a giveaway for two of our lucky listeners. And that's going to be...
Might be a few more than two.
Really?
Yes.
It's some cool stuff, too.
It is.
We got some cool stuff. And lots of new content on our website.
Right.
That we're going to be talking about and people can go see and check out.
All right. Well, let's talk about that first.
Well, all right then.
We have a new art section on the website.
All right.
So if you're interested in like fetish art, erotic art, photography, whatever, we're covering different people. It's one person every week. Okay. So drop by the site. And see who we're profiling.
And we have some new articles on the site, too.
We do have some new articles on the site. We actually got quite a few new articles. I know that we mentioned it last time.
Didn't we have someone else write another article for us, our site?
We did. Tara Buckley wrote another article for us. It's called Are You Experienced?
Yes. Well.
So that's coming
out.
I am
experienced.
Right. That'll be on the site now.
All right.
So you can go check that out. And also, our own production director, Mia Moore, wrote an article, and it's about the Jean Paul Gaultier exhibit that's in Dallas.
Cool. She went to that.
Yes. And so. they hooked us up with some photos and all kinds of cool stuff.
That's cool.
I mean, like, they went and took photos for the fetish show.
Yes, they sure did. They stopped the presses and took photos for you.
Yeah. They had a photographer come in and cover some stuff because, you know, maybe what we're interested in is not necessarily what other people would be interested in.
That's cool. They did this for us. Thank you, guys.
Got some stuff on the Fifth Element. The Fifth Element.
What? Fifth Element? What are you talking about?
Jean Paul Gaultier did the design for the costume design for the Fifth Element, which is one of my favorite movies.
Okay.
So there you go. I hope they took some pictures of that for me. They probably didn't because it has nothing to do with fetish stuff.
Okay.
So what can I say?
Nothing.
Anyway, if you want to know about the Jean Paul Gaultier exhibit, then drop by the site, please.
Yes.
What else we got coming up?
Well, the news is next, right? What about that? I have anything else. Are you asking me what?
All right. Well, we also have some.
Why?
We went to RK1.
Yes, we did.
Studio in Edmond, Oklahoma.
Yes, we did.
And we recorded some bumpers.
Yes, and those will be coming out soon. Matt Kemp, yes.
Matt did a great job. We're still in the process of doing that. But hopefully by our next episode, we will have a whole new sound to the show.
Well, anything you record in the studio, it takes time.
I mean, it does.
It's especially when you get something professionally done. It takes time and mixing and mastering and deciding and... doing it again and again.
Matt's doing the voice work
for
it. He's doing a great job on that.
Yes.
He put the stuff together. We just want to make a few tweaks on it, and hopefully it'll be out by the next episode.
And y'all can check out his website, too, if you need any professional recording done at rk1.com.
No.
It's not?
I think it's RK1 Productions,
I
believe.
I bet you're right.
RK1Productions.com. They are... an amazing facility, not just audio production. They also do video and photography. They have a huge studio that I am, I'm jonesing for it. It's pretty awesome.
It's a pretty awesome studio.
Yeah. So. I mean, you can roll like a Humvee in there.
Well, they do. They have trunks they fold back in there.
I mean, it's crazy. I mean, you could actually take pictures of like cars and stuff in there, in their little photography and video area.
It's very nice. It's a very nice studio.
Yes, and they've done some pretty big video shoots around there.
Yes, they have.
Which they have pictures of.
It's been a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
So it's a great studio. So I mean, for it all is. Your production audio needs.
Yeah, we want to give a shout out to Matt because he's doing a lot of work for us and we appreciate it. And
Thank you, Maddie.
Great work for us.
Yes, he does.
I've got work in the Dirty Show that's coming up.
That's right.
In Detroit. It's February 10th through the 18th, which happens to be over Valentine's Day.
Yes, it is.
Right?
Yes. We need to go down there one of these times.
A photo by Buck Angel. Yeah, I think it's maybe time to talk to, I believe that's run by Jerry Vile.
I'm gonna go next year.
I would like to talk to him and maybe see if the fetish show could show up there and maybe do an interview with some of the coolest fucking erotic artists on the planet.
So yeah, Buck Angel's gonna be in that. We talked about that I think last time.
We did.
Yeah.
We did.
So yeah, Buck Angel. And
so when you're listening to this, it's probably going on right now. So unless you're in Detroit, you're fucked. Sorry. Sorry about your luck. If you didn't plan.
Well, we're not gonna be there, so I guess
you're screwed.
Fucked too.
You're screwed.
But I guess you have a picture there, so that's the next best thing.
The final thing I want to mention is that we are looking for articles from writers out there. I know that we mentioned that we're looking for news correspondents and stuff, but we're just looking for plain old articles, too, for the site. I mentioned a couple of articles that we have up there right now. You know, you can add to it. We're looking for BDSM, lifestyle, fetish.
Original work, articles.
Yeah, we're looking for original stuff. You know, if you want to do an interview with someone or you want to do something that's more in depth, it's all up for grabs.
Yes. Well, so we'll look it over and see if it matches what we...
If you're interested in submitting work, then please contact us at info, that's I-N-F-O, at thefetishshow.com. And I think that's it. You got anything else to add for our introductory section here?
No, just happy Valentine's Day, everyone.
Ah, happy Valentine's Day. And up next is the Fetish Show News.
This is Princess Zoe, and you're listening to your dominant source for fetish news, events, reviews, advice, and interviews. This is The Fetish Show.
This is The Fetish Show News. At first today from LA Weekly, the LA City Council voted in a new law that condoms must be worn by porn actors and actresses during any porn produced in LA County. The vote was passed during the XBiz convention while most of the adult industry was in Vegas. Many in the adult industry are against this measure as it could limit all fluid transmission in any form. Cum shots would be a thing of the past.
It's bullshit.
Well, it could put them out of business. I don't know exactly what you do with that. Well, I mean, for one thing, you know, people want...
Well, what's the reason for the damn law anyway? Because the actress has to be checked out, and they have to have even a card or whatever before they can even be in a porn. So what the hell?
They say that it's a it's like a worker's rights thing where they're putting them under too much jeopardy for the transmission of disease. It's like a workplace. It's like you can't, you know, have ladders in the workplace and stuff. It's that sort of thing. That's the angle that they're taking with that.
No ladders would be one thing, but no cum shots is another.
They just passed this. I don't know exactly what this is going to mean. I mean, there's really no place else that they can go to.
Is it just a city ordinance?
But 90% of porn is filmed in that county.
No, I know. Yes.
So I don't know if there's any place they could go to. I mean,
well, yeah, it's not a state
Canada.
Law. It's just a city ordinance. They can do it outside the city limits.
Right, but that's the only county where they can legally produce porn.
Oh, that's right.
So you change the law there, you can knock out an entire industry.
Well, I'll have to go someplace else, I guess.
Which is pretty wild. It's going to be interesting to see how this shakes out. From Nerve.com, the CDC tracks lots of aspects of our daily life. But recently, a report on America's sex life during 2006 to 2008 showed, amongst other things, that heterosexuals aged 25 to 44 are really into anal sex. 36% of women and 44% of men have engaged in the act with an opposite sex partner. The study is available as a PDF file, and we'll post that link on the site.
All right. Good.
From Violet Blue and pornresearch.org. A recent poll of 5,490 men and women showed young women aged 18 to 25 are far more likely to use porn than their older female counterparts, and actually used porn twice as much as the male counterparts of the same age.
I doubt that's true. I don't think that's right.
That seems a little wonky. 18 to 25, twice as much?
Oh, that doesn't seem right.
Wow. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Those millennials are...
I don't think so.
Kind of funky.
Men are visually stimulated. Women are auditorily stimulated, so that doesn't seem right.
Could be times are changing, as they say.
It could be. It could be that that is not accurate.
Well, Princess Zoe, maybe you should do your own study on
that. Well, maybe
I
should.
You can refute that.
You shouldn't believe everything you read or hear.
All right. Well, from Scientific America magazine, a new study from the Center of Evolutionary Biology finds that North American men with lower pitch voices report a higher number of sexual partners. They report a higher number of sexual partners in comparison to men with higher pitched voices. The study also finds that these husky voiced men also have more living offspring.
Maybe that's because they get more partners.
I guess so. Maybe that's how that works.
Interesting data.
From fleshbot.com, leggy porn star Samantha Saint has been photographed in a position you might not normally think of. Saint, along with Destiny Dixon and Angela Summers, borrowed Tim Tebow's famous prayer pose for some photos they recently took. And we'll have this picture up on the site.
Yeah, I have to see that.
They're Tebowing. They're Tebowing.
Tebow.
And let's see. From HollywoodScoop.com, Steven Tyler of Aerosmith recently became engaged to model Erin Brady, his girlfriend of 5 years, but he knew after their first meeting that he would marry her. Tyler told the Ellen DeGeneres show that their first meeting culminated in them going back to Tyler's bedroom and Brady tied him to the chair with her headband.
Cool.
And he said as soon as she did that he knew it was true love.
Well,
a little bondage did it for him. You see how that works?
Yeah.
He thought she was a good girl. That was the deal. He thought she's really conservative and all this sort of stuff, and she got him back to the room and tied him up, and see? It was all history after that.
With her headband?
Yep.
Wow.
It was like a bow in her hair or something like that.
Wow.
Tied him up.
There you go.
So, ladies, I hope you're paying attention.
Wear a headband.
Wear a headband. That's your advice? Wear a headband?
You never know.
Wow. Hollywood is selling sex Hysteria, starring Maggie Gyllenhaal, deals with Dr. Mortimer Granville, devised the first vibrator in the name of medical science to cure the female condition known as hysteria. Also, A Dangerous Method from David Cronenberg stars Michael Fassbender, Viggo Mortensen, and Keira Knightley as Carl Jung, Sigmund Freud, and a Russian patient and colleague of Jung's that becomes aroused by pain and punishment. And lastly, Shame, Michael Fassbender's raw portrait of a man with sex addiction. So three different films right now.
I had read something about I don't remember where I had read it, about the old time, long time ago, they used to have to take their women to the doctor, you know, because she was getting cranky or whatever.
I think that's a good plan. I like that.
And so you'd have to make her come or whatever. She would fucking act right, I guess.
Wow. Is that... I'm going to bring that back.
Oh, that's true. But I was reading somewhere.
Brings a whole new thing to house calls,
like,
doesn't it?
Bitch, go ask to the doctor.
It doesn't mention it on here, but come to think of it, there's another movie out right now called Sleeping Beauty, which is about the fetish of watching like hot chicks sleep.
What does that have to do with
it? It's like, got Emily Browning in it.
Vibrators,
who's a hot piece of tail, by the way. I would watch her sleep.
Well. Okay, I was talking about vibrators.
I know. We're covering a lot of ground.
At least you are.
I've heard that the David Cronenberg film is supposed to be pretty damn good too.
Well, good.
His last few has been awesome, so I imagine that'd be pretty good. But anyway, there's a lot of fetish stuff out there in films right now.
Yes, there is.
If you're interested in that stuff. And speaking of fetish, up next is the Wheel of Fetish. And here we go.
And now it's time for
Wheel of Fetish.
Welcome to Wheel of Fetish. This is Princess Zoe, your host for this evening's show. And we have two contestants on this evening. We have Kilt Guy, why don't you introduce yourself and tell us something about you?
Well, I'm here in town locally, active in the lifestyle scene, and happy to be here.
Okay, thank you, Kilt Man Guy.
Kilt Dude.
And we have Vanilla Wilson. How are you this evening, Vanilla?
How's it going? Great to be here. Long time listener. First time, whatever.
On the show. Okay. Our topic for this evening on Wheel of Fetish is pegging. So I'm going to throw out the topic to you guys, and we're going to discuss it. And what do you think about that, Dirk? Anything to say?
I think it's good.
Okay. So who knows what pegging is, Dirk?
I know what pegging is. Am I supposed to reveal or...
Yeah, go ahead. You want to tell us? You can tell us. Tell us what you know.
It's sticking guys up the ass. Cornholing. It's cornholing dudes.
What?
It's cornholing dudes.
Why would you do that?
Well, more specifically,
the first time I ever
Vanilla
heard of
Wilson.
That.
That's why you're here is because we want you to tell us why you would do that.
more specifically,
why have you been doing that?
It is a woman with a strap on pegging a guy.
Jeez.
It's not just doing up the ass. It's a girl doing it to a guy up the ass. Usually another guy.
Because the dude has a fantasy? Because he wishes he was gay? Because
it feels good. No, it's not, it has nothing to do with being gay.
So officially, it has to be a girl. It has to be a girl to a guy.
Yes. Officially, it is a female partner with a strap on. Doing it to a male, usually heterosexual male.
Right. Like Vanilla Wilson.
No. Like Vanilla. Vanilla?
No.
Just like Vanilla Wilson.
No.
You don't think that'd feel good?
No.
How do you know? Have you ever tried it?
Okay, listen. There are certain boundaries. There are certain... No. There's no way. No.
He doesn't want to go to hell, y'all.
If you had never had a cheeseburger...
Yeah.
Then and I somebody would never told you that a cheeseburger was good.
Are you trying to talk him into there something, Kilt Dude?
Sure.
You know, I am willing to try many, many experiences in life.
It's not getting pegged.
I have absolutely no desire whatsoever to have... No.
Maybe you need to know more about it.
I need to know more about
it. Well, I want to tell you some more about it here in just a minute. Let's hear from Kilt Dude over here, Kilt Man.
Holy shit.
What do you have to say about this? Would you try it?
Sure, I'd try anything once.
What about you, Dirk? Would you try it?
No.
Well, I would peg all y'all. Just line up.
I'm afraid there will be no pegging.
Are you scared?
I'm terrified.
That's part of the program.
No.
All right.
I will not be participating.
Get those guys
in
here and hold him down.
Holy Jesus. I just don't. No.
Well, let me tell you a little bit more about it, okay? Pegging, which is also referred to as bend over boyfriend.
Bend over boyfriend.
Or B-O-B, Bob. May not be for everyone.
Thank you.
But for couples with good communication, sinking new adventures to explore their sexuality. What do you think about that?
There are all kinds of things I would like to explore. My butthole is not one of them. There's really nothing about my anus that needs to be explored.
I know where it is. I know what it does. I'm good.
Well, there you go. That's, you know, it's not for you. That's okay.
But if Halle Berry wanted to explore your anus,
then she can find somebody else's anus.
Wow.
She doesn't need to explore
Halle Berry can explore my anus anytime she wants.
I doubt Halle Berry wants to explore either of y'all's anuses.
It would be a lovely gesture. I would appreciate that most sincerely.
How would Halle Berry go about saying she wanted to explore your anus there, Kilt Man? What would she say to you?
I sure would like to explore your anus.
That's all she'd have to say to you?
Sure.
Just bend over and let me explore your anus?
That's right.
She's an alien. She's just sticking something up your ass.
Oh, dear God, a whole new vision just went into my head. I am not going to get probed.
Well, let me tell you a little bit about my step-by-step guide on how to do this, okay?
Oh, my Jesus.
The first thing is you talk. you have to talk. You have to have a partner that you talk with. You have to have a lot of good communication. You don't go sticking something at someone's ass without talking first. That's number one rule. Talk. So what if I talk to you like?
The guy needs warning.
Well.
I'm about to probe you.
Anal penetration of any kind requires a lot of communication up front. Not in the back. And second, then you have to get comfortable with anal penetration. Your first experience with anal penetration should not begin with pegging, Vanilla Wilson. First, you should stick your fingers up your ass. Okay. A lot of lube on it. Okay? That's for real. That's what you should do. You should explore yourself with your fingers. Stick your fingers up your ass. Don't just stick a dick up your ass the first thing. A dildo up your ass. That's not the way to do that. You look scared, y'all. And exploring on your own will make you a better receptive partner as well. There's a lot of room to explore role reversals when pegging, so that's a plus. Can you think of any other pluses, guys? Come on, work with me here.
I can think of no bonus to being pegged at this point in time. Nothing about that sounds appealing to me.
Ever? Okay. He's so vanilla. That's why you're Vanilla Wilson.
Hence the name.
Female partners, make certain you understand the basics of safe anal play before you begin. Get familiar.
Which is
read
what?
A book.
That's very good. That's very good. You don't force anything.
No, that would not be good at all.
I think the whole point of it is to force something.
No. That's no. Don't ever force anything. Use condoms. Use gloves. Use lube.
What kind of lube?
Water-based lube. Use water-based lube. Definitely. But not from Vanilla Wilson over here. He looks like he's turning purple.
I think he's shutting down.
Wow.
I think he is. I think he's going to have a meltdown.
I'm just trying to get my head around this.
And you should also, your female partner should also get familiar with the male anatomy, specifically the anus and the prostate gland. The best way to learn what he likes is for you to watch him do it on himself.
Wait.
You can have him wear a blindfold. Maybe have him wear a blindfold. And
this seems like a gag from Jackass.
Just don't start off with pegging. Okay, just don't start off with just pegging. Start off with something else first before you go out and buy toys or whatever. Start off slowly.
Take a deep breath, man. You could use your own fingers. That's natural.
You could use some toys, but you know, I would just suggest
before you move to toys.
I don't think I could be completely wrong. I could be completely off base here, but I don't think that the Cro-Magnon man is sitting there saying, "Well, I'm tired of killing the saber-toothed tiger. I think I'm going to stick my fingers up my ass." I don't think that this ever occurred. You know, this sounds totally unnatural.
Maybe he stuck a club up in there.
The Cro-Mags had a lot of free time on their hands, man. They didn't have like HBO. They didn't have PlayStations. There were no PlayStations back then.
So
man.
They stuck their fingers
they
up
They stuck
their
fingers up their ass, dude. Got nothing else to do.
Okay. Wow. I recommend a quality strap-on harness. And the key to positive pegging experience is having the right dildo. There are several things to consider in a strap-on dildo harness.
Please tell us.
It's just as important as the right dildo. Be the right shape and size. There are several things to consider in a dildo.
What about the harness? What kind of things should you consider on the harness?
Well, the how it fits, where it fits and where it falls on you as a person. I prefer leather harness. I don't particularly care for anything plastic or anything with Velcro or whatever. I like a leather harness that is soft and doesn't have anything that rubs on my skin.
It's got like buckles or something.
Yeah. And the where it hits you at, whenever you have the dildo in the harness, where it hits you, against your skin, is important. Because if it's in the wrong spot and it feels wrong or lays wrong or whatever, it's or if it comes undone, if it comes unbuckled, or if the fastener doesn't hold the dildo in properly, all these things are a factor. So having a good harness that's sturdy and doesn't fall apart is key in my book. So, and it has to look good, too, because I'm pretty, I don't know, I'm kind of vain like that. I like my dick to look good on me, so, so that's important. So,
and attractive dicks.
What?
Attractive dicks.
Yes, of course. And I don't really necessarily like mine to look like dicks. I like mine to look like other things, like pink or whatever. Be pretty. I like to have pretty dick. I like to have veins and balls and stuff.
Wow.
And your dildo is very important. It has to be the right size and shape for your partner. So even though I want to wear like a big, gigantic dick that sticks straight up, doing like this, is probably not conducive to pegging because I don't think many guys could take that. So, however. Anal penetration should never be rushed. My next line item.
Like ever.
Never be rushed. It's true. You should let him determine the speed of the strokes at first while you stay relatively still. Start off slow, follow his lead, begin with slow, shallow penetration. Once he's accustomed to the dildo, then it's your turn to start taking over and taking control. But at first, let him be the one to lead. That's my recommendation. I want to mention that most men lose their erections when they are being penetrated anally.
No shit.
Can't imagine why.
I don't know. I don't know why. It has nothing to do with them being turned on or that they want you to stop. It's just that's one of the side effects. Some men lose their erection. So be prepared for that, ladies.
And gentlemen.
And gentlemen.
Dear Jesus, help me, Lord.
Well, and I also suggest different positions, like laying him on his back, putting his legs over your shoulders. Make him your bitch.
If he's an Olympic athlete.
No, he doesn't have to be. He's laying on his back.
Really flexible.
Well, you just put his legs up here like this.
You have to do the rings or something for that?
No.
He'd be like Bart Connors.
I just like to I just like to sit back and like let them ride me like a pony.
Have to be Apollo Ono to do that.
Do they like getting pegged?
I don't know. I don't know.
They have some free time on their hands.
You might be able to put their legs over their shoulders or whatever.
Well, it's not that hard a thing to do.
Did I just start a rumor?
Well, on all fours, it's not necessarily the best position.
So you say on the back?
Lay the guy on his back.
Right.
And you can put his legs over your shoulders. I mean, it's not, you know, if you can, if you want to do that. Just let them ride you. That's the best thing.
Wow.
Let them sit on top of you and ride you. Okay, so, Dirk, do you have anything?
So you think it's best to be lazy while you're doing that?
No, let them ride you like a pony. You know,
let them
go to town. So, discuss it with your partner. And if it's something that you want to do, ask. I suggest guys ask. Speak up and ask. You don't know. You never know unless you ask. You might get.
Vanilla?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, thank you guys for being the contestants today on Will a Fetish. Do y'all have anything else for us? Because I think he's about traumatized. So
he is, but we're nowhere near done.
Wow.
All right. So we've got a couple of giveaways. One of them is...
Well, for being our contestants today on the show, we have something to give away to you guys today.
Sweet.
Is that right?
That's correct.
And we have something to give away otherwise. Go ahead and tell us about that.
Okay. Well, specifically talking about the pegging, we've got something from Tantas. They have graciously given us a what's called a bend over beginner kit.
Wow.
Yes.
Which is valued at over $100.
That's amazing. So why don't we give that to our first caller?
All right.
So give us the number.
Okay. The first caller that calls into our toll-free hotline, 1-888-506-0221. That's 1-888-506-0221. The first caller that we get in, we're going to give that to you. It's worth over $100, and thanks to Tantas.
Thank you, Tantas. That's
awesome. For hooking us up with that.
That is awesome.
All right. So that's specifically about pegging. But now we've also got this other thing.
Yes, for you guys.
To give away. And so here's the deal. We've got something that we want you guys to try out. And it doesn't involve...
It doesn't involve
fingering your ass.
Or anyone else's ass.
Or anything like that. What we have is a Tinga egg. And we have a special... This is a special version. It's called the Easy Beat Egg for Lovers. Right? It's for Valentine's Day.
It's really cool.
Now, here's the thing. I'm going to... This is the big reveal here. We have several big reveals. Number one, what I'm proposing to you guys is each of you take one of these with you, try it out, and come on our next episode and tell us what you think.
Let me show you the inside of mine.
So Princess Zoe's got one right here. It comes in a thing that's like an egg.
It's shaped like an egg, and it's like an Easter egg, like a plastic Easter egg. And so you open it up, you take the egg parts of, you know, the top and part off the egg part, you know, the little...
Right, it's like a little
plastic
egg.
And then you can use that for Easter egg.
Right, you can do an Easter egg hunt with those.
Yes. So, and the inside of it, you have like this egg thing there. So you want to touch that? It's shaped like an egg. It's got a hole. It's got the hole on one end, and it's... You put that over, you're happy. See? This is the lube. It comes with some lube inside of there, see?
Right. You get a package with some lube.
So you get the lube. Yes.
Is that textured?
It is textured.
Yes, it's textured inside.
It's got little hearts on the inside. That's why it's the that's why it's the Valentine's Day version, right?
Wow.
So it's a masturbation toy.
Yes.
Wait.
The Tinga egg is... Hold on. The Tinga egg is the number one sex toy for men in Japan. Right?
Well, it's kind of small.
It's made out of silicone.
Seems like. Is it going to fit?
It will fit.
How do you know?
Well, I know because I tried one out last night.
You did? It worked? It fit on your pee-pee?
It did. And what you do is you put the silicone in there, and it's very, very stretchy.
So this here, you take...
You take the little package out, you put the silicone inside, you put a little around the rim, and then you do your business.
Wow.
And let me say that it's pretty spectacular.
Wow. So if you'd like to go to the bathroom right now and come back and let us know. Let us know about
it's
that
not
right
bad.
Now.
It's one use only. You don't use it again. You use it and you toss it.
Wow. So there you go. That's your gift.
So are you guys
today?
Going to take that challenge? And then we can get you on the next episode, and you can talk about it. What do you think?
Sure.
Okay. You in? So you want me to take this home?
Yes.
Lube it up.
Yeah. That
is
correct. Put your dick in
it. Yes.
Put your dick in it.
Yes.
Beat one out, and then come back and tell you how this.
That is correct.
Exactly.
That's what we want.
Sure.
All right. Okay. So
no,
we've got.
I'm so proud of you.
So I am too. So we've got both of them lined up, and on the next episode, then we'll have them come back and tell us about that. And also,
I'm actually going to try one out in a session. Also,
you really?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
So
what we're going to do is, if you're listening to this right now and you're jealous, don't be, because we're giving away 10 of these.
So if you're the next 10 callers, is that what we're going to
do? We're going to do email on that.
Okay.
So we want you to send it to info, that's INFO, @thefetishshow.com. And the first 10 people that send us an email,
you're going to get a masturbation egg.
You're going to get an egg.
You're going to play with, you're happy with it.
Right, from Tinga. And thanks to Tinga for hooking us up with that. Thank we appreciate you. That.
Yes, we do.
All right.
Well, that's been the Will of Fetish. And thank you guys for listening and being a part of that, Vanilla Wilson and Kilt Dude.
Kilt Man. Thank you. You have destroyed his name.
Whatever, Kilt Man Dude.
There are illustrated instructions on masturbating.
They have videos online, too.
Anyway.
If you want to check them out.
That is the end of this. Yeah. That is the end of the Will of Fetish. I guess these guys still want to keep on talking. Be quiet, you guys, so we can end the Will of Fetish.
Today on The Whipping Post, we're going to have a discussion about bringing your kinky interests to your partner.
That's a good discussion.
And for that, since it's Valentine's Day, we've got a kinky couple here that's going to talk to us.
Hello, kinky couple.
And you heard one of them in our last segment, which is Kilt Guy.
Kilt Guy.
So say hi to us there again, Kilt Guy.
How you doing?
And we have his partner, who is Ragdoll.
How are you doing?
You gotta talk right in that mic there.
How are you doing?
There you go. All right. So, since, I mean, you guys are both into this, but what are your suggestions as far as, you know, bringing someone into, you know, to approach them about your kinky interests?
Well, isn't, let me just say this really quick. Isn't this, if I may say so, something that happened in your own relationship? You brought your partner into the lifestyle. She was not, or originally
it is I've been in the lifestyle for around 15 years. We've been together not that long, and when we first got together, she was interested in the lifestyle. I told her that I was part of it, and through talking and just being honest and
How did you first bring it up? Like, what did you say? Like, I'm really kinky and I want you to be kinky too? Or
well, sure.
Cool.
Go to parties and I go to parties and would you be interested in going too?
So what did you say there?
So what do you think about that?
Well, it's kind of a strange thing when somebody approaches you with that. And I think for us, I had friends who were kind of on the fringe of the lifestyle for a while. So I was fairly familiar with it already, but had not dipped my toe into
it. So you were down with that?
I was interested. So to speak. You know, it wasn't a totally foreign concept, so I think that's probably worked to our advantage in that.
Can you tell us some about your first kinky experience together?
Well, I was already a part of Kink Club here in town. And just as we were dating, I was telling Ragdoll about some of the things that went on in the club and what had experienced on this party or that party. And you know, it just came up in conversation, and then, you know, we'd go to.
So your first kinky experience was a party together. That's a good intro, I think. Going to a kink party, I would suggest that.
Yeah, I think we probably had some experiences together before that.
That was our first public experience.
That was our first public experience. I mean, I think probably having some of your own experiences before that, I mean, it wasn't exactly, you know, like just, you know, outdoor sex together, but nobody else around.
Yeah, that's cool.
And then being approached by that, I think.
So y'all well, are doing a deed outside?
We weren't exactly.
Y'all crazy kids.
Missionary with the light off and
yeah.
The covers pulled up to begin with.
And
so
only for procreation, but. But I think probably if you're going to introduce it to a partner, maybe start it off on your own with a discussion about it, just the two of you without...
So you don't suggest just going to a party right off?
No.
Okay. No.
Just talking about
absolutely
it first.
And even with me being on the fringes of the lifestyle and being aware of it and understanding mm-hmm. what was going on, the first party we went to, I was totally just nervous and didn't know what to expect. And
it was pretty tame, do you think?
It really actually ended up being that way. But yeah. But before you, when you're going there and when you're thinking about it and you don't yeah. know what to expect, you're freaking out about it.
Yeah, it's like it's bigger in people's minds, I think it is, than when you actually get there.
And then once you actually get there, it's like, wow, these people are just like me.
Yeah, it's true.
Wow. It's true. You know, but to introduce a partner into that, I think you need to...
So talking is key, right?
It is key.
Talks, discussion and communication is key to almost anything, but I think that's definitely...
And I also think setting the ground rules before you go.
Negotiation,
especially
definitely.
The first time you're going.
Absolutely.
That nothing is expected of your partner unless they want it, the person you're introducing it to.
Right.
So that they're not feeling any pressure.
And you don't change the ground rules midway through the game. You set the ground rules before you go, and then you abide by those rules, and you don't change it and go off and do something.
What's an example of some rules that you might lay out?
Well, I'd say just from let's go to the starting out. We're going to go and we're going to watch, and we're not going to participate.
Right.
And we're just going to see what you're interested in, right. See what you're comfortable with, see what you're not comfortable with, and then go home and say, tell your partner that, what you saw.
Right.
So and then talk about it.
Debrief.
And, about it. And debrief about it.
So you
it.
Can renegotiate maybe another time?
And oh, then, absolutely.
Not at the...
But not at the party, not at the event.
But okay. Not at the party.
Why do you say that?
Not
that that's wrong. I'm just asking.
Because the partner that, just speaking from the point of the person that is being brought into it, you know, there's that peer pressure of to go along with,
right?
And it's going to cross your boundaries, but you're wanting to please your partner and fit in with the group. But after, you might go along with it at the time, but mm-hmm. afterwards it might have crossed your own boundaries. So
right.
Look at it and say, you know, that might be something that I was interested in,
mm-hmm.
and I might want to investigate that, but I'm not sure. But instead of having to make, you know, say we're there and a couple comes up to us and says, let's go off and play or something. And he turns to me and says, well, what do you think?
Right.
And then there's two people standing there going,
what do you think?
And then I'm putting her on the spot.
So then
sure.
yeah. I have to turn down three people, not only
right.
my partner,
right.
but two people I just met. And it's
a lot of pressure.
It's a lot of pressure and it's an awkward situation. You shouldn't put somebody... in that
right.
position.
Well, it's important to understand in any lifestyle relationship that the most important thing is the trust that is in it, because without that trust, nobody gets to play at all. I mean, it just doesn't work at all. And so
the trust between the primary partners.
Between the primary partners. And so if I were to spring something on my partner... in the middle of the event or the game and then try to push her into something, then, I don't know, she'd be intimidated. She'd want to go along with it just to please me.
That would piss me the fuck off.
Well, and then you'd resent it later.
If somebody changed the rules on me at the moment. So I agree to that.
Sure.
So you're suggesting, or your advice is, whatever the ground rules is before you go to the event or before you start the activity, is the ground rules you keep through the activity.
And
then renegotiate another
time. I think
it
applies to...
If you need to.
A lot of relationships that we have when you go to a social event and you introduce your partner and...
Sure.
You set the ground rules of whatever it is.
That's good. That's good advice.
If I'm tired of this...
That's good advice.
We're going to leave.
So what else? I mean, what else do you suggest? Anything else that would make it comfortable to talk to your partner and introduce them to a lifestyle or to something kinky that you want to do. I think the negotiation is good in the sticking to the rules that you set out to begin with.
I think it's important to always talk about it the morning after or when you get back from an event or something like that. It, like you said, debrief.
Debrief,
it's always important to do that. Not only because it's fun to talk about it and you want to hear from the other person how they felt about it, but to make sure that there's not any any fears left lingering.
That's good advice, too. I agree. What do you think, Dirt?
I'd like to add one thing, and that is the BDSM playlist, which I always, I mean, anytime I'm talking to someone for the first time, whether they're vanilla or whether they've played for, you know, for years, is to start out with them filling out a BDSM playlist so you can get a good ground. I mean, that's a great place to begin the conversation because
Absolutely.
You go through all of that, all of the stuff that you fill out on that, and you're going to know what they've done, what they haven't done, and you're going to know what they're really interested in, and you know what to stay the hell away from.
And for you listeners who maybe don't know what that is or would like to know, if you go to my website on the contact page, you can download a PDF file of the BDSM playlist because I also do have people fill one out as well.
Yeah.
So you can find one. And it lists on there different activities and your interest in those activities on a scale. So it may say, like, anal play.
Pegging?
I didn't say pegging. Pegging. Anal play. And so what's your interest level, you know, on a scale? And so they fill it out. And it's just all kinds of different things.
Well, and I think an important thing is, even if you start with this checklist, is people, you may get into it and you say, oh, that's not for me. And
right. Sure.
Well, and now I think this is. So the checklist,
It's just where you are right then.
Right, but I think that's the point, is keep the lines of communication open, and that's a starting point, but don't say, hold somebody to that and say, well, you said you were into that. Well, I didn't know what it was until I thought I was interested in it, and then I experienced it, and then I wasn't. Or, conversely, I thought I wasn't interested in it,
now I am.
You know,
well, things are always going to progress and evolve as you move along.
The list that I filled out 20 years ago is a lot different than the one that I fill out now.
Right.
For sure.
So has y'all's relationship changed in some way since the beginning?
Sure.
Yeah. I think it's brought us closer together. I think it's actually kind of facilitated our communication in our regular life.
I think so.
In that if we have to negotiate this topic mm-hmm. and things that are so close to you and mm-hmm. so personal, that I think it helps us communicating on.
That's positive. That's something positive from the lifestyle. That's one thing that the lifestyle does teach and does push heavily is negotiation and communication. So that's one thing that you hear over and over, and it's indoctrinated into people that are in the lifestyle. So that's good that it carries over into other areas of your life, that you learn actually negotiating skills from having to do it. So that's something very positive.
Yeah, I think everyone could benefit, even if you're not into kink stuff.
No, absolutely.
Just that communication, just that level. I mean, filling out that list is something that, like, every couple should do.
That's true.
Well, I think it's also that you have to be truthful with your partner.
Sure.
And be honest, even though it's scary and you could get hurt, but they have to know, and if they know where
you mean hurt emotionally, right?
Well, sometimes physically, but okay.
This is kink we're talking about.
Well, I think she meant emotionally, though.
I meant emotionally, but I think you have to have that trust level, and I think that's the lane of communication that you have to open.
It's true.
To be in the lifestyle is to have that trust, and I think that in turn helps a relationship.
I think so.
In the quote-unquote real world. Is that you need communication and trust.
And a lot of people, I find that they do not want to tell you. They want you to figure out what it is that they want. And that's just, I'm not a mind reader. So
no.
So you have to be open and discuss things, especially if you want to be with me. So just throw that out there. So.
All right. Does anyone else have anything to add?
No, I think that's a good discussion. I think that you guys, thank you for talking to us about that and giving some good advice. And
yeah, Kilt Guy, Ragdoll, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Zoe. All right, we ran a little long today, so we didn't get to our Valentine's toy list, but I would like to invite you to go to our site, which is thefetishshow.com. We will have the entire list up on the site, and we may be talking about it in depth on our next episode when we have Vanilla Wilson and we have Kilt Guy back to talk about
their toy experience.
And since I mentioned that, I also want to mention a big thanks to Tantus for giving us the Bend Over Beginner Kit. And if you're interested in that, give us a call at 1-888-506-0221. The first person that calls gets that. That's so happy Valentine's Day.
And we're also giving away the eggs.
The Tinga eggs, so which are email us a special that. Valentine's deal.
Yes, they have little hearts on the inside of them.
Oh, it's special.
Get to put hearts on your happy.
Hearts on your happy.
Yes, happy hearts.
And we want to thank Tinga for that.
Yes, we do.
They've completely hooked us up. And that's we're going to be giving away 10 of those.
Yes. And thanks to our girl Mia. She hooked that up for us with these companies, so we appreciate that. And I also like to thank Kilt Guy's daughter for making us these really cool Fetish Show embroidered hankies right here. I think that's what it is. Either
it's
way,
awesome. It's our it logo, is, yes, and it's embroidered.
It is embroidered. That's really cool.
I didn't think you could do that for less than like $1 million.
There you go. Like you're in your
and it's very cool.
It is cool.
We might need some polo shirts or something with that.
We need that. Yes, we do.
It'd be awesome.
Yes. She could probably do that for us.
Absolutely. And listen, we're going to have some new bumpers the next time you guys hear us. I'm pretty sure, right?
I'm pretty sure.
I mean, this is a process, but I'm excited about the bumpers.
Yes, I'm pretty sure. So all new and improved and professional and all that.
Truth be told, the Wheel of Fetish bumper that you heard earlier was actually from RK1, just to give that away. So if you like that, there's going to be a lot more of that sort of stuff coming up soon. So you got anything else to add?
I do not. That's it.
Hey, happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to you too, Dark Hooper. And to everyone else out there, happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah. All right. Well, visit our site, thefetishshow.com. You can see notes for this particular episode. You can also get links that we mentioned during this episode and any of the show notes that we have. And again, we'd like to mention the toll-free hotline, which is 1-888-506-0221. You can call in. If you call in for our giveaway, you can leave a voicemail message for that, or maybe you have a comment for us, and we sure would appreciate it.
Or email us at info@thefetishshow.com.
There you go.
There you go.
All right. Well, for Princess Zoe, this is Dirk Hooper saying, dream hard.
Thanks for listening to The Fetish Show. We're always looking for interviews with models, artists, and BDSM lifestyle leaders, as well as information about events and products. For more information, check out thefetishshow.com. Contact Dirk Hooper directly by emailing dirk@thefetishshow.com.